My scripture reading is in Mark, so let's turn to Mark 13 and the first verse. As he was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, behold what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another which will not be torn down." As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew were questioning him privately. "Tell us when these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are going to be fulfilled?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and will mislead many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be frightened. Those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places. There will also be famines. These things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you to the courts, and you will be flogged in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them." The gospel first must be preached to all the nations. When they arrest you and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but it is the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father to his child. And children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Let's stop right there and let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words. Heavenly Father, we know that they are meant for us. The truth is meant to be revealed to us for our understanding. And Heavenly Father, sometimes for our guidance. And Heavenly Father, we know that your word is filled with things to let us know that have not yet happened, things that are to come, and of things that perhaps have happened within the last few days. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless the rest of this message and help it to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, we ask, and amen. My text to you is Mark 13 and 23. So let's take a good look at that. Mark 13, 23. "But take heed, behold, I have told you everything in advance." This is Jesus speaking. And this is in that same book of Mark that my scripture was. A little further down in the same chapter. And my message to you today is entitled, "Everything in Advance." Jesus said in the 23rd verse of Mark 13, "But take heed, behold, I have told you everything in advance." Let's go to Matthew 24 and 25. Jesus again speaking, as Matthew gives record of this, basically the same occasion. And Matthew says in verse 25, Jesus himself is stating, "Behold, I have told you in advance." Jesus was not any doubt the greatest prophet that ever lived. Jesus came to this earth to show us his Father, the Father God, Yahweh. Jesus came, Yeshua, Jesus came in form of human man, sent by God, the son of the Virgin Mary. He came as a human. He came to show us more clearly than had ever been before, and could not be any more clear by anyone else. He came to show us what his Father was like, how his Father thought about things, how his Father, God, Yahweh, reacts to things. So we know we can understand God clearly through the life and the words and the actions and reactions, and perhaps even what Jesus, Yeshua, did not say. Have you ever thought about that? What did Jesus never say or address directly? And why would it be then questioned? Why would Jesus not address something in particular? Obviously, it was because that the truth was known. It was obvious. That would be why Jesus would not perhaps have addressed a particular issue. What did Jesus not say? What did Jesus never do? Because everyone was doing the truth. The same actions or reactions was well known. So if Jesus did not address something, obviously, there was no problem with it at that time. You would have to, when you study the Bible, I want you to ask yourself those questions. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? What did Jesus never say or never do? And I'll just give you an example. Did Jesus, is it ever recorded in your reading of God's Word that Jesus ever put any unclean food in his mouth? Have you ever read where Peter, Paul, Matthew, John, Mark, Philip, any other man or woman in the Bible that was God's children, that did abide in God's laws? Have you ever read yourself where they ate unclean food, unclean as defined by God himself, giving you examples of unclean, such as swine, hare, rabbit, and so on? You will find things that are not directly addressed in the New Testament as clearly as it is in the Old Testament. And you have to ask yourself, why? Because it was well known, well understood. Everybody knew it. It was common. It was an everyday habitual thing. So I'd like for you to, your study habits in the Bible, and they should be hopefully a daily thing. And going to God's Word and reading His Word and trying to get answers to your questions and help for your problems. There's no better place than God's Word to get answers and help. And I'm talking personal answers and personal help. The answers are all there. Yeshua, in our text, states that He is telling all in advance, before it happens, futuristic kind of things. And some of them have not even happened now. And Jesus was here 2,000 years ago. He told in advance of these things that were to happen in the future. Some of them have not happened yet, 2,000 years ago. But He obviously is wanting you to know ahead of time. And obviously, it is important. Everything in God's Word is important. And for your help and for your instruction. And He is saying, I'm telling you all of this in advance. I've read you in two books of the New Testament, Mark and Matthew, where it's recorded that He stated that. And also, in that verse, He advises us to pay attention. In that verse 23, let's look at that again. But take heed. That's what Jesus says. Take heed. Pay attention. And then let's see what He says in verse 37. Go to Mark, I guess, 13:37. Let's look at it. What I say to you, I say to all, be on the alert. Jesus is saying, pay attention, be on alert. What I'm telling you in advance. And what is Jesus speaking of? Many things along in this area. And of course, all of God, all of Jesus' words are important. But let's look at Mark 13, 5 and 6. And Jesus is saying, I'm telling you this in advance and you need to pay attention and be alert in regard to this as you put it in your memory bank. Verse 5 and 6, Jesus is saying, there's going to be false Christs, people that claim to be the Messiah, claim to be me, Jesus. There's going to be false people saying, I'm coming in the future and saying, I am Christ. Listen to me. Do what I say. Heed my words. And Jesus began to say to them, see to it that no one misleads you. Many will come in my name saying, I am He, and will mislead many. Next He is saying, let's look in verse 7 and 8. And Jesus is warning us that wars and rumors of wars and natural disasters on this earth is coming. And not only are they coming, they're going to be more prevalent as we get closer and closer to His coming back to this earth, the final time, the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. It's also called the great and terrible day of the Lord. Many places in God's Word, it refers to Jesus coming back to this earth as the great day of the Lord. But these wars and rumors of wars is going to be very prevalent, and even more so as we get toward the end of the age, as we get toward the end of this earth as we presently know it, with men running everything, with us having presidents and kings and queens and so forth. All that's going to change when Jesus comes back to this earth. He's going to set up His kingdom on this earth, and He's going to be the one issuing the orders and giving the commands about what to do or what not to do. What is the right way? How is the right way to live your life? What things should you do and what things are unacceptable for you to do? They're not God's ways. Jesus is going to be part of that. He's going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to tell us, the people that doesn't know at that point in time, He's going to reveal this to him and say, this is the way that you are to lead your life and live your life. They will have Him, and He will have helpers in that regard. You know who the helpers are going to be? The ones that are ready at His coming. The Word refers to these as kings and priests of His. People that help Him rule and reign and teach of God's ways. These are the ones that are ready to meet Him at His coming. The next time He comes to this earth, that's the second coming of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And we had better be ready. Because at His second coming, the dead in Christ that are now asleep in Him will rise to meet Him in the air. And the living in Christ will go right behind Him. It'll be a great and terrible day of the Lord. It'll be wonderful for the ones that are ready to meet Him and to be part of His kingdom. But it'll be terrible and horrible and some of the worst things happening that man has ever seen will have occurred right before Jesus is coming during that tribulation period. Some horrible things will be going on. Probably if you compared the things at that point in time to the Japanese earthquake that just happened, I'm sure most of y'all have seen how horrible that is when that tsunami wave went into the island of Japan. It was unbelievable. A natural disaster, an earthquake out in the ocean, and caused all of that destruction that they don't even know the extent of today. But they're finding it out today as we have this service. And I'm saying to you, obviously, these things are happening to get your attention. Why else would they happen? They got to be part of a God's plan some way for these things to happen. So I'm saying to you, mark these things. Read in God's Word what He says is to happen toward the end of time. False Christ is going to come about. And prophets, people that say that they are from God, but their words and deeds might be only to pad their pockets. In other words, they're false prophets. Their motives is not what God would have. And Jesus says, these are things to come. Let's go to verse 9 and start at verse 9. And we'll read of things also that are part of Jesus' words of everything in advance. There will be religious persecutions. If you've never been persecuted because of your belief, your religious beliefs, such as our belief of the Sabbath and being the right day of worship, such as our belief that we are to not put unclean foods into our mouth and eat them, that is part of our religious belief. Many others. But part of this can be how the world would persecute us in the days that we're speaking of. Religious persecutions, betrayals by close relatives. That is really hard to believe, isn't it? That your son or daughter would actually cause you do and say things that would cause you to be arrested, put in jail, and perhaps put to death. Isn't that unreal? That your mother, brother, sister, closest friend might do something, perhaps totally untrue. That you would be hated because of your belief in His name. I would have to sort of take that as it might be designating the ones that are this speaking of. Perhaps it might be the name Christian. That at some point in the future would be so hated by the majority of the people of the earth, perhaps because of their religious belief, perhaps because they didn't believe in God at all and just hates anybody that does believe in God. And then specifically it'd be narrowed down perhaps to Christian people because of the situation and because of the timing. Let's start at verse 9. It's the same chapter, same book, verse 9. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you to the courts, and you will be flogged in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them. The gospel must first be preached to all the nations. When they arrest you and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given to you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but it is the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to say, don't give any thought, Jesus is saying, to how you're going to answer, what your answer is going to be. Speak it from the heart. Speak what the Holy Spirit of God gives you at that time. What enters your, is in your heart, in your mind. And there I want to say to you, it's important that you have something in your heart and in your mind in order to give an answer. If you don't study God's Word and you don't question things and find answers in God's Word, then it may be hard for you to have an answer. You might not have much of an answer. So it's important to study God's Word and all the issues of the truth that God has for you in there. God can bring it out of nowhere, certainly. He can reveal it to you at that instant, whether you've ever reviewed it in the past or not. But I'm saying to you, God wants you to search the Scriptures. Prove the doctrine that you have. Brother will betray brother to death. Listen to that. Brother will betray brother to the death, and a father his child. And children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. Perhaps Yeshua, depending on the circumstances. Perhaps just broadly because the name has become so worldwide known and the expanse of it, perhaps the word Christian. You will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. That's where I stress the importance to you. Don't ever give up. That's what's important, to be assured that you're going to be in God's kingdom, that you're going to have eternal life. You're never going to die. You're always going to be and exist, and you will be with Jesus Christ and God the Father forever and ever and ever as you remain one of their children. Say yes to God. Say yes to salvation. Say yes to accept God's plan for you to be forgiven of anything that you've done in the past. It don't matter what. The only way you wouldn't is if you just intentionally and absolutely knowingly said no to God. Don't ever say no to God. Always have your heart open to God, receptive to God, and always let God know you want Him to be your Father and you want to be one of His children. As long as you always let Him know that, you will never die. That body of yours may pass away. You may, as the Scripture says, be asleep in the Lord. But Jesus said, whosoever believes in me shall never die. I take that to heart, and I believe that. Death is not what humans think that it is. As you die in the Lord, as you die as one of God's children, you may take your last humanly breath and your body may turn to dust. But Jesus said, whosoever believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? That's what Jesus said. And I believe it. And I take it as a fact. And I want you to too. And I will guarantee you, if you will stay close to God and do your best to do His Word, keep His Word, know His truth, try your best to do His truth, always ask forgiveness of your sins. If you happen to sin or come short of what you know He would have you to do, if you immediately go to Him and realize and let Him know that you want to be forgiven of that, I know He will forgive you. I know you will always stay one of His children. If you sincerely do things in that way, it is important to endure, hold on to the end. In verse 19, it lets us know there will be a time of tribulation. There will be a time of tribulation, Jesus is saying. I'm letting you know everything in advance, and this is part of it. There will be a time of tribulation. It was prophesied by several prophets. There is to be a time of tribulation. Verse 19. For those days will be a time of tribulation such as not occurred since the beginning of creation, which God created until now and never will. Words of God lets me know that this earthquake, as horrible as it was in Japan, you wouldn't even think of it in the same light as the things that are going to happen to this earth and during that end time of what we call the tribulation period, or the last 7 years before Jesus comes back to this earth. It's going to be some horrible things that you just couldn't imagine in your mind. And anything you've ever seen before, that's ever happened before, won't even be close to that. What am I speaking of just quickly and shortly? Perhaps a degree of nuclear war. Very likely, when you consider the words that you read in God's Word, when it talks about people standing at that time, and then something happens, and it is as if their skin is burned off of their body while they stand. They're totally consumed while they are yet standing. It just leaves in our minds that it could not be anything other than that we know of. Except like fire coming down from heaven as it did in Sodom and Gomorrah and consuming everything, burning it completely, totally up. Certain instances lead you to believe that is part of the end time. And it's good for us to read those scriptures and know that. Not that we want that to happen, and certainly not to us. But the Bible lets us know that if we are God's children, He's going to be with us through anything that we have to go through. That if it's His plan to deliver us, He will deliver us. 1,000 may fall at your side from whatever, be it atomic war or fire coming down from heaven. 1,000 may fall at your side, but it will not come nigh you. God will be protecting you. He can do it. Also lets us know that some will die. Some of God's children will die. But death is not for us as it is for everyone else. Death for some is going to be permanent death, complete death, total death, never to be no more, as if you never did exist to start with. That's the way it'll be for the ones that are going to be condemned to hell. It'll be as if they never existed. They'll be separated totally from man and God. It'll be the end for them. That's bad, ain't it? But if you're one of God's children, that isn't going to be the way for you. No matter how you die, what you die of, or when you die, just like Jesus went back to the Father and was transformed and given a new heavenly body as he went back to the Father, that's the same way you and I are going to be. You're going to go through the transformation and receive a new heavenly body. You won't die. You won't be permanently out of existence. You will not be separated from God forever. These are the things we need to dwell on. Some of these are the things that Jesus spoke of. He said, I'm going to tell you in advance. Everything in advance. And of course, he told them what he had for them at that occasion. And we need to stay close to him. We need to keep our thoughts and our hearts and our mind on him as we dwell on these details that he gave us to let us know things that are to come. Some of them already happened, some of them happening now, and some of them are to happen still in the future. But he wants us to know. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father,